Well, it's Wednesday, and greetings from Okeechobee, Florida.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to the Wednesday edition of Truth to Ponder. I'm your host, Bob Bierman. Now, today, we're going to have our guest host, Jim Calhoun, who is freezing up in the great state of Nebraska. Now, we've had some cold mornings here in Florida, if you consider 55 degrees cold weather and temperatures in the upper 70s. So I know at our home in Georgia in the mountains there's snow. There's snow on the eastern seaboard. There's snow all over the United States. But hopefully today's program will be informative and helpful to you. Now, these weeks here in Florida have been a very busy time, as many of you know. I've been working on transmitting equipment. I've been working on a project to increase the reach of shortwave, and I can't wait to tell you more about it. A lot more work to be done on Thursday and again next week. So it's going to be a long week this week, and I really appreciate all the prayers that you give for me as I try to keep this program going and the other work. The other night I was thinking about people that I haven't thought about in decades. In some cases, literally since my years in high school or when I was in college. And it's amazing how in just the past several weeks, I have reconnected to a few people I haven't talked to in decades. And it's amazing to find out they're on the same page as I am on so many of the things going on in this world. And we're trying to understand why is God getting his people together at such a time as this? There's something definitely going on in the world today. And I think God is separating the sheep from the goats. There's no doubt in my mind about it. A lot of these churches that have gone woke, that have gone worldly, trying to be like the world and reject the gospel, I believe that their influence is going to be waning in the years ahead. True Christians are being set apart, and I hope that you are a true Christian and you understand what I mean when I say set apart. I really believe in my heart, for whatever reason right now, that this year of 2022 is going to open up some doors of opportunity for sharing the gospel and preparing for some very difficult times yet to come. And we'll get back to that tomorrow on the program. But for today, once again, I'm going to welcome to the microphone your friend and mine. And I don't know what I'd do if it wasn't for Jim Calhoun taking the time out of his busy schedule to produce part of this program so I can get some more work done while here in Florida. And so, Jim, welcome again to Truth to Ponder.
Thanks, Bob. And as always, it's great to be back on Truth to Ponder. And I want to wish everybody a very happy new year. And may the year 2022 be a turning point, not only for you, but for everybody. As I was doing my research, as I was putting together material for shows, so many topics are out there to talk about. And I was wondering just what the first show of 2022 was actually going to be, what the theme was going to be. But one thing just kept going over and over, coming back time and time again. So I guess that's what I'm supposed to talk about. And so the theme for today's show is, what are we going to do with the year 2022? What are we going to make of it? Are we going to take charge of our lives and take charge of this year? Or are we going to let this year, as did 2020 and 2021, come and upset our lives and rule our lives instead of us ruling our own lives? Are we going to take charge of 2022, or are we going to let 2022 take charge of us? 2020 punched us right in the nose, and the year 2021 kicked us in the shin. Well, I've decided I'm not going to let the year 2022 kick me in the shin or hit me in the nose. I'm going to make 2022 what I want to make of it. I'm in charge. I guess you can say that I've just had it with all this nonsense. All the COVID-19 pandemic and the scamdemic, all the COVID-19 nonsense and the misinformation, all the tyrants, all the globalists, and all the Satanists, and all the stupidity, and all the COVIDiots out there, and the masks, and the vaccines that are really death jabs that are harming people and killing them. I've just had it with it. And the year 2020 and the year 2021, I'm going to leave them in my rearview mirror, because it's obvious that we've all been lied to. And I, for one, am not going to listen to any more lies. I'm just going to tune them out, because everything that these people have done has been evil. They've made 2020 an evil year, and the year 2021 was an evil year. Well, I'm not going to let them make 2022 an evil year in my life. So in the year 2022, I'm going to declare my freedom from all this stupidity and all this moronic nonsense that they're trying to make normal all over the world. In 2022, I declare my freedom. So I declare my freedom from Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates and the illegitimate Joe Biden and all the oligarchs and the globalists and the Satanists and the tyrants and all these people that reared their ugly head the last couple of years. I declare my freedom from them. I am going to take back my life, and I think you should too. One person at a time, we need to take our lives back and declare freedom from all this nonsense. And so I'm done with it. I'm done with the COVID nonsense. I'm done with the tyrants. I'm done. And I'm not going back. And I'm going to be better for it. For the last 2 years, we've all been in turmoil. We've been like a leaf blowing around in the wind. We never know which way the attack is going to come from. We don't know if it's going to be tyranny from the local government or state government or federal government or the medical profession or what's going to happen. All these mandates and all these conflicting things, they change all the time, just put in there to make us all mixed up of what we want to do. And so we've been sitting back waiting for some white knight to show up on a horse and rescue us. But we all know there's no white knight on a horse, and nobody is going to rescue us except yourself. You have to rescue yourself. One person at a time. We got to make this grassroots. I'll rescue myself. You rescue yourself. Everyone rescue yourselves and get out of this absolute madness that this world is trying to bestow on us. In 2022, we have to make each day the best it can be. We have to do that. We have to block out all outside influences that try to steal our joy. You have to make each day your own. You have to take charge of it. Turn off the mainstream media. I know I say that every show, but I really truly mean it. The mainstream media is paid to lie to you. They are very good at what they do, and that's spread propaganda. And the more propaganda that you hear, the more confused you get, because they're trying to confuse you. They're trying to depress you. They're trying to make it seem like there's no hope. That is their job, and they do it very well. It's your job to turn them off. The reason the mainstream media lies to you and tries to confuse you is they want you to live in a state of fear. It's all about keeping us afraid. Because if we're afraid, we'll comply. We'll be very much easier to control as a society if we're terrified. So the media spreads fear. They do not spread faith or hope or any of that. They spread fear. So in the year 2022, I want you to make as your top priority, job one, do not live in a spirit of fear. Do not allow these people to make you afraid. Do not give them the power to make you afraid. Your top priority is to not live in fear. That's step one in 2022. I know there's people out there who are genuinely terrified. And if you're one of them, If you're afraid to talk to anybody or visit with anybody in any way, shape, or form, you're afraid to touch them, you think all humans are diseased, you're scared of a handshake and a doorknob, if that's how you are, you have to stop being that way. It may be hard at first, but you have to understand, you're not living your life. You're living the life that's been handed to you by the tyrants. You have to live your life. And if normally you like to shake somebody's hand if they offer it, then shake their hand. And with a hug, if someone wants to give you a hug and you want to be hugged, or vice versa, give them a hug. Quit being afraid. Quit letting these people have you so afraid of your neighbor and of your family and of your friends. That's what this fear is doing. It's dividing us. We are being divided by a spirit of fear. And it's time to leave this spirit of fear in the year 2020 and 2021. It has no room in your life in 2022. Do not allow fear to gain any foothold in your life. And if it has, it's time to evict it. Kick it out. Get rid of it. Slam the door behind it and never let it back in. The Bible says, fear not. God does not want us to live in a spirit of fear. That's obvious. And we were not designed to live in a spirit of fear. We were designed to live the lives that God has intended us to, not the lives that the tyrants are forcing us to. You have to make a decision in the year 2022. Are you going to listen to God and serve God? Or are you going to listen to the tyrants and submit? It's hard to do both, most likely impossible. But God says, fear not. And the media says, fear. God says, fear not. And the medical community says, fear. The Bible says, fear not. And the world says, fear. Live in fear. God says, fear not. So, fear not. Through this entire so-called pandemic, not one time, not once, have I ever worn one of those face diapers. And I'm not about to start. Not only do they not work, they're harmful to you because it holds bacteria right against your face and you're breathing in more bacteria that way. And so there's a sharp rise of pneumonia. They do not stop any virus. They have absolutely no function other than to show the tyrants that you're willing to comply. They're just a badge of compliance. That's all they are. And I think we were meant to see other people's faces. We not only communicate through speech, we communicate through body language. And the face diaper keeps us from communicating with each other effectively. I love to see people's smiles or their reactions. You can tell so much about a person by the lower half of their face, from their smile, from their expression. All you see is just blank, mindless stares out from above their mask. You don't know what they're thinking. You don't know whether they're even listening to you. It's meant to disconnect us. It's meant to depress us. And the masks really do harm our mental health. And to put masks on children is child abuse. Pure and simple. To bring children into this tyrannical government seizure thing that they're doing, this worldwide takeover, this new world order, to make your kids suffer because of the tyrants is evil. So if you're masking your children, please stop and never do it again. You're harming your children. Your children are being harmed physically and most of all, emotionally and mentally. There's study after study that prove this. I'm not just talking at you saying this. That's just not my opinion. That can be backed up with research. So take the masks off your kids and don't let anybody put a mask on them. Make 2022 the year that you declare freedom for your entire family, especially the children. So when the tyrants tell you to put on a mask, stand up to them. Tell them no. We have to bring our own lives back to normal. We're going to have to create our own new normal. And it can be just like the normal before 2020. It could be the normal of 2015, 2018, we can get back to normal if we just do it. Just tell the tyrants no and live your life the way you were meant to live your life. And you might say, well, how can I go anywhere without a mask? Well, I told you earlier, I've not worn a mask one time, haven't even touched one. I haven't had any trouble. No one's hassled me because they can tell that I'm a free American. They can tell by the way I carry myself that I'm sure of myself. Nobody wants to approach me. It's not that I look like I'm mean. It just looks like I'm determined. And nobody wants to debate a determined person. They just don't want to do it. And so it's easy to get by a mask mandate. Just live your normal life. And if a store wants to kick you out, just tell them, okay, I'll leave. But just know that I'll never darken your door again. You've just lost a customer. And walk out. They probably won't care, but in a couple years, all these businesses will be gone anyway. Find local small businesses that want your business and do business with them. That's what I do. Have no issue at all. I live my life as normal as I always have because I have never submitted to the tyrants, nor will I ever submit. And I suggest that you do the same. Some people might say, well, you're just being selfish. No, I'm not. Not at all. I'm just living the life that God intended me to live. That's it. No more, no less. And I suggest that you live your life the way God intended you to live your life, the same way. It's really simple. All you have to do is just do it. We should all be making the decisions in our own lives. It's just that simple. We need to make decisions for ourselves that'll make us mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally well. The choices we've been given all during this pandemic has done nothing but make us depressed, tear down our immune systems, make us feel hopeless, make us feel suspicious of other people, and as I said before, it divides us. It's done nothing good. And then these so-called vaccines that actually harm and kill people have absolutely destroyed the lives of many. And that's the normal that's being pushed at us. I reject that. I reject that with every fiber of my being. And in 2022, I declare freedom from all of that nonsense. When you go back and look at the COVID, how they pushed the narrative, it made you all scared. Made you so scared of this thing that's going to come out and get you. And so you hide behind a couch in your house and you stare out the window. That's how they want us to be. But to get the numbers that they needed to make this COVID-19 sound really spooky was they all had to cook the numbers. And to make the vaccines seem safe and effective, they had to cook the numbers. The scientific community and the medical profession, along with the politicians and big pharma, are corrupt beyond repair. These people are carrying each other's water. They're lying for each other. They're all partners in crime, in this huge lie, in this huge deception. And it's a huge money grab, and it's also trying to take away our society the way we've built it for over 200 years. We have a small group of people who are doing this. They're counting on you caving into them and complying. They're counting on it. So please stop complying. You're going to have to stand up for yourself. And this next year is a great time to stand up for yourself. Tell these tyrants no. Back them off. If all of us would tell the tyrants no, and if all of us would just live our lives the way we normally would, if we would just conduct ourselves as free people, the tyranny would go away. We the people are keeping this tyranny thing alive and well by complying. That's the only way it's able to grow and prosper, is if we allow it to. So in 2022, I declare a year that we no longer allow these people any of the relevance, any of the power. We just take it away from them. As simple as that. All you have to do is decide to do that. It's time for the people of the world to wake up and realize that we're all victims of a huge lie. We've been deceived, we've been lied to, and we have been abused. Now, I know there's legitimate cases of COVID-19. I know it does exist. I know it's out there. At least what they call COVID-19, there is something that makes people sick. Whether it's just another variant of the flu, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I do know some people are getting sick. But I also know, through all my research, that all the numbers are being cooked. As I stated earlier, they're cooking the numbers on everything. But on COVID deaths, especially. If you have COVID-19 and someone shoots you, it's a COVID death. If you happen to test positive for COVID-19 and you got killed in a motorcycle wreck, they call it a COVID death. And you have to remember that all of these tests have an over 90% false positive reaction. And so when you have a test that's that flawed, nobody in their right mind would even think of using it, let alone believe in it. But yet they say, get your COVID test, and it comes back over 90% inaccurate. Over 90%. Can you believe that? If you went to a school, let's say a college, and you want to become, let's say, a designer, and you got 90% of your test wrong, I think you would expect to fail, wouldn't you? I sure would. I don't think with a 10% correct rate that I could pass anything. And so all of this has been a lie. All these COVID deaths haven't been COVID deaths. Now, for example, in Italy, there's a lot of elderly people that died over in Italy. And it's very unfortunate that they died. Anyway, regardless, it was unfortunate that they died. But what makes it criminal is that over 80% of the deaths that they called COVID deaths, these people actually died from a bacterial pneumonia. The doctors did not treat those patients for bacterial pneumonia because they didn't get paid extra money to do so. They get paid if it's a COVID case. So they call it COVID so they could put more money in their bank account. And they let these poor old people suffer and die without getting the proper treatment. Now, in any sane, rational world, that's not only malpractice, that's criminal. That's murder. The entire medical profession has been corrupted. Corrupted by money and greed and big pharma. And big pharma funds all the medical schools. And they own a lot of these doctors. So these doctors will do anything for their masters, big pharma, and for their love of money and their greed. And I think the medical profession needs to know right now that they are broken beyond repair. The system now in place cannot be sustained. It's broken. The trust factor between patient and doctor is broken, never to be repaired. And then you look at the medical tyrants, all the tyranny out there. I know several people who've had elderly patients in hospitals that they thought the hospitals weren't giving them the proper treatment. So the patient asked to be moved to a different hospital or to have a different doctor. And the family backed them up and said, yes, we'd like to move our loved one out of this facility. Instead of the patient having patient's rights over their own healthcare decisions, police were called in. The hospitals actually called the police to try to restrain the patient and their family from them getting proper care elsewhere. Now, does that sound like healthcare or does that sound like a police state? Does that sound like healthcare or tyranny? The medical profession, as we know it, is broken beyond repair. That goes for all the politicians. Politicians have always been disreputable. They've always had a reputation of shading it a bit, if not just being outright liars. But now, politicians are looked at as criminals because of all their criminal activity. And they should be looked at as tyrannical criminals because that's what they are. The police departments are the same way. But probably the worst of the whole bunch out there is the scientists. These people that claim that they're for science. And everything is follow the science. You're belittled if you have an opinion other than what these people say. They say the vaccine is a real vaccine. You say it's not. They say it's safe and effective. You say it's not. but yet you're belittled because they're scientists, they know. Well, the scientific community has been bought and paid for a long time ago. These people in science right now are trying to play God. All they're trying to do is create a new species of mankind, or a new species of animal or plant. They're going against everything that God would wish them to do. They're trying to change God's creation, and they're trying to create their own things. Who gave these scientists the permission or the right to clone anybody? Who gave them permission or right to create a whole new species of animals or plants and unleash them on the world? Who gave them that right? Nobody gave them that right. They just did it. It was all done for the almighty dollar. They're all controlled by money. All these people are just absolutely ruthless. And if you remember the old movies, all these mad scientists with their Igors running around trying to create monsters and create all these atrocities, that's the world we live in right now, folks. These people who call themselves scientists really actually are the high priests of their religion. They all want to be God. That's what they're striving to do. And they're using the common man and woman as their subject, as their guinea pig. These people need to be stopped. And in the year 2022, I declare independence from all these people. I think these people have done a very bad disservice to mankind, all for their own pocketbook. And you have all the tyrannical governments worldwide. They're just persecuting their own people. There's concentration camps, which they call medical camps or internment centers, but call them what they are. They're prisons. They're going up all over the world, and they're putting lots of people in these prisons. The reason they're putting them in is they say they're a danger to society because they don't get the death jab. In reality, they're put in there because they're hard to control. They're people that are not going to buy the lies. They're the ones that have their eyes wide open. They see the truth. And the tyrannical governments cannot have the truth out there. So they're going to do everything in their power to squelch the truth, even if it means taking their own people and abusing them. And that's happening worldwide. We need to declare our independence from these people, not as a government body, not as a country, but as a society. As an entire society, we need to declare our freedom from these tyrants that are ruining each country one by one and abusing their people. It's time to stand up and tell them no and make 2022 truly a year of freedom. And when I come back from the other side of the break, I'll pick up where I left off.
Thank you, Jim. And right now we're going to take a quick break and be back on the other side with more of the program Truth to Ponder. Once again, I want to thank all of you that support this ministry financially to keep us on shortwave. Now, tomorrow, I hope to be able to share a few updates on a couple of the projects we're doing to increase the outreach on shortwave. This week's been very busy, and I've been doing a lot of physical labor, and at my age, and it's been a long time since I've had to do this kind of work, but I'm glad I still can. And I think what's going to be available in the future for this radio program is going to be just outstanding. And I'm excited about this particular project. It's a lot of work, a lot of effort, a lot of time, and a little bit more work than I anticipated, but it's still going to be worth every bit of it. Now, if you believe in what we're doing, you can make a check payable to Ancient Word Radio. That's Ancient Word Radio. And our mailing address, while we are in Florida, is 5753 Highway 85 North. That's 5753 Highway 85 North, number 3248. That's number 3248, and that is in Crestview, Florida. And the zip code is 32536. That zip code again, 32536. We'll be back with more of the program and Jim Calhoun right after this.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
Commemorating a myth Shalom Alechem. This is Jonathan Kahn, the nice Jewish boy, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift you're going to get and love in a moment. Now, in the ancient world, there were strange foreshadows and substitutes of the resurrection in the myths of the dying and rising gods, Osiris, Tammuz, Adonis, Dionysus. All throughout the ancient world, there were these yearly commemorations, rites and rituals commemorating the death and resurrection of these mythological gods. But it was all a myth. Even the commemorations, there was nothing historic about it. They didn't really believe that anything happened once and for all and was going to change their lives. It was a circle. They went in these rites and rituals and really didn't touch their life. It didn't change anything because it was all myth. Well, you see, as believers, we have a real resurrection, but so many of us live as if it was a myth. It doesn't really affect our lives. You know, we hear that he rose, but we go back to our life and there's very little evidence that anything's changed. We're living in circles where it's not really breaking through. It's not being evident in our lives. People don't look and say, hey, look at the resurrection. But you know what? We have a real God, a real resurrection. Messiah rose for real in history. So we have to live it for real. And stop living as if it was only a nice myth or a nice holiday. Live the power of the resurrection every day. It's so real that you really have to really overcome. Because every other good news is a myth. But Messiah and his resurrection, you got the real thing. He rose. My friend, you can do the same. Want more? Ask for the Rising God. Now imagine being plugged into a special line. Let you in on future events, the news behind the news, biblical prophecy, updates on Israel, what you need to know as an end-time believer, and teachings and strength for every day of your week, and the incredible mystery of the temple doors, all free. How do you get this? Easy. Just remember Jesus's real Hebrew name, and it's all free. Yeshua. You just dial it. That's it. So just dial 1-800-YESHUA-1. You will be blessed, but call now. That's 1-800-YESHUA-1. Now, I invite you to join me to reach the unreached peoples of the world in the most incredible way, from Moscow to Madagascar, even Jerusalem. How? Just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. You can blanket the earth through shortwave radio with the gospel. It's incredible. Just call YESHUA-1. Or write me direct. Here's how. Just write to the nice Jewish boy, box 1111, Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. That's box 1111, Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. Till next time, this is Jonathan Kahn saying, rise, my friend, in Messiah. Shalom Aleichem, in Messiah, Sar Chaim, the Prince of Life.
Is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And welcome back to the second half of Truth to Ponder. I'm your host, Jim Calhoun, sitting in for Bob Bierman, and I sure appreciate you sticking around for the second half of the show. Things have been so crazy with all this woke business and all this political correctness, all these things that are meant to just divide us and tear things down. And the cancel culture that's come about over the last several years is very destructive. And so the cancel culture people need to know that the cancel culture goes both ways. If they want to cancel the United States of America and all of its history and all the people that I would consider patriots, if they want to cancel us, well, two can play that game. So in the year 2022, I think I'm just going to cancel them and make them totally irrelevant. Because in reality, all these people are just useful idiots. They take their orders from George Soros and other people like that that want to see the destruction of the entire Western civilization. So it's time that we treated them like what they are, a very destructive force of people that need to be made irrelevant, because what they're doing is very destructive. So I, for one, am not going to pay any attention to these useful idiots and their woke culture, because these people don't even know really what they want. They want change because they're told to go push for change. But I don't think they even know what change they're even wanting. And so these are the brainwashed masses of the public education system and all of the television news and the mainstream media brainwashing and all the indoctrination that happens at the colleges and universities. This is what happens when all that goes unchecked.
we get this movement of wokeism that is extremely destructive. And a lot of us out here are being tricked into thinking that things are the way they are, and they have to be that way because the tyrants say so, because government is forcing it, because of the medical tyranny that's happening. They think that they're trapped. But just like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, we have the ability to change this situation just by waking up. Because Dorothy, in the movie The Wizard of Oz, wanted to go home to Kansas. And she had that ability all the time. She just didn't know it. But all she had to do was wake up. And I think that's the same way with this situation here. All we have to do is wake up and realize that we truly have the power, especially for Christians, especially if we know God. We have the power. We just need to take control and exercise that power and not let this Great Reset, New World Order, satanic cabal rule our lives. It's as simple as that. We need to wake up and see things as they really are. And how they really are is that we are children of God. We are patriotic citizens of one of the greatest nations ever put on this earth, if not the greatest. And so that's who we are. That's our lineage. Our lineage isn't wokeness. Our lineage isn't cancel culture, communism, any of these things. We need to resist all this wokeism and all this propaganda, all this lying and deceit. We need to resist with mind, body, and soul. Prior to the pandemic, we all lived our lives the way we wanted to, the way we saw fit. But right now, since the pandemic, and since all the tyranny, and all the mandates, and all the stupidity, we're now living the life the tyrants want us to live. We're being captured in our own homes and held prisoner like we're under house arrest. The mandates are unconstitutional, and most of the edicts of the king of every country, because they all think they're kings right now instead of public servants, is all meant to control us. That's all it is. But we can get our life back by just saying no and resisting these tyrants. Just as easy as they took our life away from us, we can get it back. All we have to do is just know. All we have to do is have a strong desire to live our lives the way we want to, instead of live the lives the tyrants are trying to push at us. All we have to do is make up our mind. Then after we make up our mind, we have to act on it. So let's make the year 2022 a year of action, so we can make our lives better. If you can think back to the year 2019, 2018, any year pre-pandemic, your life was the way you wanted it. But when 2020 came around, all of a sudden we have videos from China showing people dropping dead on the street. And all that was paid actors. It was just theater to scare us. That's all it was. And then the television was filled with Dr. Fauci lying to you, and the government lying to you, everybody lying to you, taking your life away. All these people need to be made irrelevant, because this whole pandemic thing, all of the response to it has been idiotic. This is a man-made event all the way through. The virus was made in a lab. All of these decisions to do the mandates and lockdowns was all done with artificial type of information. They say follow the science, and there's absolutely no science in what these people are doing. If you followed the science, you would not wear one of those masks. They don't work. It's impossible for a mask to stop a virus. Impossible. And yet you have people going to Walmart buying these $2 for $1 masks, and now I'm seeing lots of people with cotton masks and even bandanas, and they think that they're doing something really great keeping a virus away from them. Like I say, there's mass stupidity going on the planet right now. And in 2022, I vow not to be a part of this mass stupidity. Anybody that has a brain that functions should be able to see all of the deceit and all of the misinformation. It's not coming from the people that they term as anti-vaxxers. No, It's coming from Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates and the illegitimate Joe Biden and all these people like that. All of the news media. That's who we're getting the disinformation from. That's where the liars are. And I'm not going to be on that side. So in the year 2022, I'm going to cancel these people from any relevance at all because they can't be trusted. You know, if you came to my house and I caught you stealing my silverware or going through my drawers, I would never, ever invite you back into my home again. But yet, every day, we turn on the news and these mainstream media guys come into our homes and lie to us in our own homes. And some of those lies can be harmful or fatal. If they tell you the shots are safe and you go get one of these shots and it kills you, then what they told you led to your death. But yet, you let them back in night after night. Oh, I guess I better find out what's going on. So you turn them on and listen to them. Why would you do that? They're not telling you what's going on. They're telling you what they want you to think is going on. They're indoctrinating. So you're going to have to keep these people out of your house. Keep them out of your life. I have not watched any mainstream news for over a year now, almost like 18 months. I don't miss them at all. And I think I'm better informed than almost anybody that I talk to. Because I get my news from people that tell me the truth. And you should too. We need to decide to take our lives where we want them to go. If you want your life to go back the way it was pre-pandemic, you're not going to be able to do so, not totally, because the world has changed since then, number one. But number two, lots of businesses that you used to frequent are now out of business. Nothing made sense. They wanted the local mom-and-pop stores to all go out of business. So if you were a barber and had one chair, or if you had a beauty shop and you had one chair, you were considered a super spreader. You were non-essential. You have to shut down. You're causing COVID. And so what did everybody do? They thought they were being good citizens, so they shut down. A lot of them will never reopen. But yet at the same time, the megastores like Walmart were open 24 hours a day. They didn't care how many people packed into a big box store, because there's no way you could catch COVID at Walmart, because COVID doesn't like Walmart, so it won't go in, so you're safe there. But if you go down the street to a little mom-and-pop's hardware store that employs two people, you're going to get COVID there, and it's going to kill you, because that little hardware store, COVID likes it. There's lots of COVID in there. It's a super spreader place. And as a society, we let this happen. We let our brothers and sisters who had small businesses down. We let them be bullied. We let them be shuttered and shut down. And we went to the big box stores and did business with them. We were herded like a bunch of cattle into a corral. We were farmed. No matter how you slice it, they took our choices away from us, made us buy from the corporations that are funding this great reset, and they put our friends and neighbors out of business. That in itself is a crime. And so in the year 2022, make it a point to only shop the small local-owned businesses that are still there. Keep them in business, because these people will earn your business. They'll do a good job for you. And in the long run, you'll even save money. But in the year 2022, let's make our communities top priority. Let's support our communities and our people. Let's not support the oligarchs and the big mega corporations that want to change our life. The ones that fund the woke people. The ones that fund the organizations like Black Lives Matter and Antifa, that their only reason for existing is to tear things down. Quit supporting those big megastores. They're just like mainstream media. They're all on the same team. And that team is against us, we the people. And it's time that we took charge. And it's up to us to take charge of our own communities and make sure that our community businesses stay in business. We have to have choices, and we're not going to have any choices at all if we let our small communities down and spend all of our money with the people who are using our money. After we pay our bill, they use some of that money against us by funding things that we don't believe in. So make the year 2022 a year of positive change for your community. Everything hinges on us and our actions. We have to start saying no to the tyrants, and no to the mega corporations, and no to the mainstream media, and no to the tyrannical doctors and the medical profession as a whole, and no to the scientists who are creating all sorts of monstrosities in their labs, such as viruses and combinations of different plants and animals, things that are just ungodly. It's up to us to change this. So this year, let's support our communities. Let's make them strong. It's up to us. And we can do it. Because if everyone starts supporting their own local community, we're going to see a huge resurgence in localized businesses. And that's a good thing for everybody. And when you look at this whole disease, this whole COVID-19 nonsense, I've been watching videos of people standing in line for blocks and blocks, and sometimes when they're in cars, for miles. And they're all waiting in line to be tested to see if they have a disease or not. Now think about how absurd that is. This virus is so deadly and so bad, you have to be tested to know if you have it or not. Does that make sense to anybody? Well, it shouldn't, because it's idiocy. And so here's all these people who are living in a spirit of fear. They're scared to death, and they're standing in line waiting to have a test that's over 90% inaccurate, and that's a proven fact, but yet they're going to get the test anyway because they want to find out if they're sick or not. But yet, if they're sick, they won't do anything at the hospital for you if you have COVID. They tell you to go home until you get worse. Then by the time you show up to the hospital, they hook you up to a ventilator and give you all the wrong medications. And so what's the point? But what I'm trying to say is how ludicrous is it that you have to be tested to find out if you have a disease or not? This is the only time in history that we've seen anything like this. It's the only time in history where people who are not sick are being quarantined. People that don't want to be vaccinated are being thrown in concentration camps all around the world. They're building them here too. And it's just awful. You've never seen anything like this. But this disease is so deadly and so bad that you don't even know you have it. I hope that doesn't make any sense to you, because it's absolute nonsense. You know, they're selling this narrative, and I, for one, cannot understand how people can be so brainwashed. But it seems like there's con men around every corner, and the con men right now are in government and in the medical community, and they're conning everybody. And I wish everyone would wake up. This whole standing in line to be tested for a disease in itself is just absolute stupidity. Because if I wake up in the morning and I have a sore throat and I cough and my nose is plugged up, I know that I have a cold. I also know when I have a fever, and I know when I break a bone, and I know when I have the flu, because there's symptoms. But yet this COVID is so magic that you can have it and not have any symptoms. This is a disease they say you can be asymptomatic. There's no such thing as an asymptomatic disease, because how they find out you have the disease is by your symptoms, not by a blood test. Have you ever went in and gave a blood test or had a nasal swab to see if you had the flu or not, or a cold, or any other disease? No, you haven't. All of this is just fantasy land. It's absolute nonsense. And in the year 2022, let's make it a point to leave all this nonsense in the dust. As I've been stating all through this show, you have to learn the word no, and you have to mean it. You have to put your allegiance with your family, with your country, with your God, not with the tyrants, not with the globalists and the New World Order people and all the woke people. Those people are just bent on your destruction. They want to destroy you, your family, your country, your whole way of life. They don't want you to eat meat. They don't want you to have a car. They don't want you to own a home. They're anti-carbon. They think that all carbon is bad. When anybody that has had any training at all knows that the entire earth is made out of carbon, and we're carbon-based life forms. Every life form on this earth is based with carbon. Carbon is something that plants need as a food source. And yet, these scientists that know everything say that there's too much carbon. We have to get rid of all the carbon. Well, if they get rid of all the carbon, they have to get rid of the entire earth. This mass stupidity they have going on is so absurd. You just have to wake up and see it. They want to tax you for your carbon. That's like taxing you for breathing air, because everything is carbon. Everything you do is going to involve carbon. So like back years ago when you had the company store with the mines, where the miner would be paid $5 a day, he'd go to the company store, and whatever he wanted to buy was $10, and so they'd give him credit for $5, knowing full well that the miner would never make enough money to pay it back. So basically, they became slaves of the company store. Well, that's what's happening here with the carbon tax. Everything is made out of carbon, and so we're going to be taxed for it. They'll make up any kind of tax to take our money, and then they use that money against us. That's something that we all need to really look at in the year 2022. We need to work to change this. Because if we let our so-called leaders, who are really public servants that I don't think they're very intelligent, if we let them have their way, they're going to ruin our country. They're going to ruin the world as we know it. And I'm going to bring this full circle to your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and beyond. Do you want them to live in slavery? Do you want them to be in slavery for their entire life, generation after generation? Well, that's going to happen if we don't stop this carbon tax nonsense. Because if they can tax us on the most plentiful thing in the earth, that the earth is even made out of, then they can tax us for anything. And they'll always be changing their narratives and changing the goalposts. And we'll always be under their control. So we have to make up our mind in the year 2022 to resist this. The entire world is populated by good people. All societies have good people. All cultures have good people. They also have bad people. But by and large, there's lots of good people. People who trust. People that want to get along. And they'll do almost anything to get along. But they believe what they're told. And if a guy in a white coat comes out in front of you and says, "I'm a doctor," you believe him. And if another guy comes out with a white coat and says, "Yes, I'm a doctor too," and he's a doctor, you'll forever think that first person that said, "I'm a doctor," is a doctor. When in fact, the first guy that said, "I'm a doctor," might be a bricklayer, and the second guy that said, "Yes, he's a doctor, and I am too," might be a dock worker that wouldn't know an aspirin from a syringe. I'm not saying we're gullible, but we're trusting. And that's what they're relying on, is that kind of blind trust. So they march someone out and put them on the camera, like Bill Gates, who says that he knows everything about vaccines. And so we make him this big expert on vaccines, when he's already stated that he wants to use vaccines to depopulate the world, not to help it. That's his own words. And so they trot him out and others, and we're told, "These are good people. They want to help everybody. They want to help you." And being the good people worldwide, the most of us are, we believe that because we wouldn't lie to anybody about that. So we don't expect anyone to lie to us that way. Not at all. And these people, these globalists, these Satanists, are using that against us. And so I think the year 2022 needs to be a year of discernment. We have to pray about things. We have to open our minds. But we really have to question. We have to question everything. We cannot take things at face value. not in the year 2022, unless we want it to punch us in the nose like 2020 did, or kick us in the shins like 2021 did. But as I stated earlier, I'm not going to allow that to happen to me. And so I'm going to use discernment. I'm not going to blindly trust people. Ronald Reagan said back in the 80s when talking about the Russians, "Trust but verify." I don't think we should lose our ability to trust, but I think we should trust and verify. So I think this coming year needs to be a year of truth. We've been deceived. We've been abused. The year 2022 needs to be a year of healing. Needs to be a year of faith. Needs to be a year of coming together as a human family. It needs to be a year of coming together of Christians. It needs to be a year of coming together of all people who love God, of all people who love their country, and all the people who love their fellow man. It's time that we used common sense and logic and used intelligence to guide our day-to-day activities. Because what's happening right now is we're being guided by a group of lawless, satanic tyrants. The medical profession, they're all over politics, the scientific community. All of these different professions have bad actors in this whole pandemic mess. And I see right now that the governments don't plan for this to ever end. They want to chip everybody. They want everybody to be under their system, some kind of a social credit score. They want to have this universal income. All these things that they're dragging us towards, ask yourself, do you want that? But I have a feeling, especially if you're a listener to Truth to Ponder, is that you want justice and you want truth and you want things to be made right again. And so what we have to do is decide to make 2022 what we want to make of it, not what the tyrants want us to make of it. So please join with me. Declare your freedom in the year 2022. And so I want everyone to have a great 2022. Let's make it what we want it to be. Let's make it great. I'd like to thank Bob Bierman for having me guest host today. I really do appreciate being on Truth to Ponder. And I look forward to my next time at this microphone. And until next time, be strong, be safe, be free, and be well. And most of all, replace fear with faith.
And once again, thank you, Jim, for stepping up to the plate and filling in today on the program, Truth to Ponder. Now, tomorrow, I plan to have some updates on a few projects that we're working on here in Florida to increase the outreach of shortwave. And I'm also looking at the possibility of expanding some of the outlets for the podcast. I've been watching it grow as well. And also, if you listen on domestic radio, let me know. If you're listening on radio, whether it's shortwave or domestic radio, just send me an email, bob@truth2ponder.com, bob@truth2ponder.com. I'm not trying to build an email list. I just need to know. So if you do that, it would mean a lot to me. Now, if you believe in this ministry, would you consider your financial gift to keep us on the air? Our mailing address, make the check payable to Ancient Word Radio. That's Ancient Word Radio. And the mailing address is 5753 Highway 85 North, number 3248. That's 5753 Highway 85 North, number 3248. That's 3248. And we are in Crestview, Florida. Crestview, Florida, zip code 32536. That zip code again, 32536.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.